Junior high and high school students filled the auditorium, while Ambassador Corey Oss and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott took the stage. Ambassador Oss told the crowd that what happens in the Arctic has a global effect.
So the big debate in Norway is really that, how can you continue to produce oil and gas while at the same time maintaining reaching the goals on climate?
Even though Norway is an oil and gas producer, nearly all of the country's electricity is produced by hydropower. Over a quarter of Norway's cars are electric because the government gives consumers tax breaks on them. Electric car drivers can also use the transport lanes along with buses.
I think that in 2030, I think even before 2030, all cars in Norway will be electric.
Oss says Norway is using new technology in unmanned, battery-powered marine vessels, and they're also testing it on airplanes. The students laughed at the thought of unmanned airplanes, but Oss says it's the future.
But I'm sure you are so young, and I'm convinced that one day you will go flying in a battery-driven aircraft. And you have so many small airplanes here in Alaska.
The ambassador also talked about the importance of the Paris Agreement, in which most United Nations agree to address climate change. The U.S. used to be part of it, but President Trump withdrew from it. Oss says Norway will work closely with states like California, which says it will work on the agreement despite the administration. He says as northerners on the planet, the students are seeing climate change quickly, and he encouraged them to use social media to educate others. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott put it this way.
I would submit to you, you own it. Your generation owns climate change because you will live with and be responsible for making policy and dealing with technology, for example, that probably our generation still can't even imagine.
Mallott is the governor's climate change advisor. He says the state needs to identify and reduce emissions in Alaska, which won't be easy in a state that's so reliant on petroleum. He says specifically, the state needs to work with businesses where there are no local standards for emissions.
Transportation emission reduction is hugely important. In much of rural Alaska, carbon fuels, diesel in particular, is still the principal source of electrical energy and even home heating, and creating pathways and support and technology to over time in a planned way reduce those emissions and that dependence.
Mallott says change is already happening. Because of erosion, some communities are being relocated, which is very expensive. He says there needs to be better science and more research.
The state of Alaska recognizes that it needs to step up its own involvement and sense of obligation and reality to its own people as we deal with a changing climate if our federal government is not going to be as focused as we believe it should be.
Mallott also brought up Alaska's forests as a possible business venture. He says some Alaska Native corporations are already in discussions with carbon-emitting businesses where the businesses pay them to keep the character of their forests.
It's not the long-term answer. We must reduce emissions overall. But it is one thing that Alaska business is already involved with.
Oss says the Norwegian consumers are driving change within the private business sector. He says there is a national consensus on continuing economic growth and addressing climate change. He says Norway also partners with developing countries to protect their rainforests. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.